Thank you and good afternoon. The sheriff's office has identified the man who drowned in the Pacific Ocean at the mouth of Redwood Creek in Orrick on Tuesday night as 20-year-old Vicksburg, Michigan resident Bobby Allen Root. The sheriff's search and rescue team has switched to recovery mode and is actively patrolling beaches near the scene in an effort to recover Root's body. Root was in Humboldt County for spring break and was visiting friends. Root had gone into the water in an attempt to rescue a dog and was soon swept away. The dog managed to make it back to shore safely. Wednesday afternoon, a detective from the Eureka Police Department's POP unit made contact with six people at the now-vacant Blue Heron Motel. The group of people had forced their way into a few vacant rooms at the motel. Additional officers were called to the scene and located 9 grams of methamphetamine and a bicycle that was later proven to be stolen. Four of the six suspects were arrested: Anthony Armstrong, Lindsay Idler, Venecia Case, and Jordan Cardoza. All four were booked in a county jail on numerous charges, and the stolen bicycle was returned to its owner in Arcata. Today, the district attorney's office has announced that Michael Throckmorton has been convicted of felony domestic violence. In March of 2012, the 33-year-old strangled the victim in their home and had beaten her with the wooden frame of a painting, causing severe abrasions and bruising. The sentencing for Throckmorton will be held on April 30th. He faces a maximum of 4 years in prison. To address common concerns among senior drivers, the California Highway Patrol will be holding an Age Well, Drive Smart class on Friday. California's senior driver population has been rapidly growing, and with that means the collisions involving seniors have increased substantially as well. By the year 2020, it is estimated that the senior driver population will grow by nearly 40%. The class will be held at 1 o'clock on Friday at the Humboldt Senior Resource Center. In Fort Bragg over the weekend, Mendocino Deputy Emmanuel Lima went above and beyond his duty when he heard a call for medical assistance and, without being called upon, responded to the scene. Upon arrival, Lima found the victim's wife struggling to provide CPR for her husband. Lima began CPR and continued for 5 minutes until medical help arrived. Lima then continued to perform CPR, and the efforts were eventually successful. Mendocino Sheriff Tom Allman says that the man is expected to make a full recovery.
The ambulance told Deputy Lima that his actions helped save the life of this gentleman. So the gentleman has since been transported to an outside area hospital, but he's expected to recover. And we're certainly proud that Deputy Lima did above and beyond what was expected of him.
Allman went on to say that Lima's actions continue to show that he is a great role model for the community of Fort Bragg. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A new bill for the Secure Rural Schools Act could be voted on tomorrow. Dan Squire has more.
Congressman Huffman and Peter DeFazio of Oregon announced that a proposal to renew the Secure Rural Schools program, which would mean millions of dollars for rural school districts, has been included in a bill that could be voted on by tomorrow. If passed, that could mean nearly $1 million for Humboldt County schools, along with $3.2 million for Trinity County and $1.2 million for Del Norte. Humboldt County School Superintendent Gary Eagles is skeptical the final funding will come through and points out that the current bill, if passed, is nothing more than a stopgap measure. Huffman said in a statement that the funding should never have been discontinued because communities and school districts rely on that funding to provide basic services.
Thank you, Dan. Today, the State Assembly approved the emergency drought legislation package and is now awaiting the signature of Governor Brown. The legislation would provide more than $1 billion in funding to assist communities that have been affected the most by the drought, by providing drinking water services and to implement other projects aimed at improving water service and access. The package of bills also contains just over $2 million for marijuana eradication efforts, particularly the environmental damage caused by the diversion of water from local streams and rivers. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.